Basement Bookers Podcast.
What's up? It's your boys, the Basement Bookers Podcast, coming to you hot on this night two of SmackDown. Stand and deliver. This episode, we're going to, if anything new comes up from SmackDown, Rich can bring it up. We're going to talk about Stand and Deliver, make our picks from there, and make sure that you get this as soon as it's ready so we can go and watch the Hall of Fame. Welcome Rich the Riz, the most Riz's, baldest man. Let's not waste any time here. So on the pre-show for Stand and Deliver, we have Sean Spears versus Joe Gacy in a singles match. Joe Gacy is fine. I think it was just pageantry after the Obafemi thing. I'm going to give Sean Spears the victory on this one.
Same. I think this is going to the chairman. They are definitely going to go with the new guy that just, well, not new guy, but the returning Sean Spears from AEW, as we all know. Interesting segment with Joe Gacy in Ava's office, where he's just, you know, telling her he's okay and everything, but like he's like half on the floor and she's like, all right, fine, you got this, I got it, go ahead, go, fine, go wrestle. Crazy. Yep. Person.
She just she's irresponsible in that way, but it's his choice, and let's just let him do his match. But who's gonna definitely do their match after a gentlemanly sit down? Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo for the NXT Championship. I don't see Ilya Dragunov losing to Tony D'Angelo ever. So I got the Mad Dragon on this one.
I mean, all right, first off, I agree. Ilya should win this. In a way, I kind of think they are working towards Tony D becoming champ. I just don't think it is this time. I think he's got to build the crew up a little more first.
Yeah, well, that's a good opinion and assessment. Next up, the triple threat match for the NXT North American Championship sees Obafemi, the current champion, Dijak, and Josh Briggs vie for the North American Championship. As good as Dijak is, he's never held a singles championship in NXT or anywhere. But I see Obafemi as too much for these two. Unless Dijak manages to pin Josh Briggs and steal it from Obafemi. But I think it would be ill-advised to take the belt off Obafemi on his first defense on a big show like Stand and Deliver in his triple threat match. I think he should be able to beat these two guys and assert his dominance.
I agree. I think the title is staying with Obafemi, but I think the story coming out of this will be a more of a feud between Dijak and Josh Briggs.
That is correct. That is fact. What is fact? Next we have the NXT Women's Championship, Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. Finally, Lyra Valkyria let Roxanne Perez know she did have an opportunity to get her belt back. She just couldn't climb the ladder fast enough. Absent is the fact that Dexter Lumis helped Indy Hartwell steal the championship from Roxanne Perez. But it is what it is. But unfortunately, I think they're going to give the championship to Roxanne Perez here. They seem to be very high on her and this recent turn of hers. Maybe giving her a longer run with the title that she was supposed to have.
So, I mean, I think they keep it on Lyra, but maybe I want to pick Lyra on this. I think Roxanne needs one. This doesn't even sound right coming out of my face. All right, fine. Roxanne Perez. It's going to be a shady win, but she's going to get it.
All right. So let's go on, and we find out That it will indeed be. I think it looked like that's where they were leading up to in the first place. The Wolf Dogs taking on Axiom and Nathan Frazier for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Now, looking at this objectively, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin should win, but I feel like this might be the end, and it could be Axiom and Nathan Frazier picking up the win here.
I don't know. I think it's a little too soon to take the belts off of Corbin and Breaker. So I'm going to stick with the Wolf Dogs, my dog.
All right. So the next match I have here is a six-woman tag match. This is Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, Kalani Jordan, JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame with Jasmine Nix. So that's an extra person to and six women with an extra. Anything can happen here. Honestly, this match is so just a hodgepodge here. I'm going to give it to the heels on winning this. They have the extra person. That's all I got. I don't know what else to do here. At the Stand and Deliver, hosted by the Metaphor. So.
Yeah, so lately what's been happening, though, is that even when the heels have an extra person, they use that extra person, but the faces pull it out somehow, and especially Thea Hale, going back to the old Thea Hale now, I think the faces, annoyingly, are going to emerge victorious here.
Well, looking forward to seeing what happens there. Speaking of looking forward to what happens there, we got to talk about Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams. The build has been almost, it feels like there is an invisible championship on the line here, is the fight feeling here. Two guys, we all like fighting for dominance to assert who's the man here. And I think it's Trick Williams. I think Trick Williams beats Carmelo Hayes barely. And I don't know, maybe it ends in a handshake or a hug.
I would like that. That would be nice. But I think Carmelo's going to win this. It's going to be shady. And yeah, this definitely does have a big fight feel to it. This definitely should be, at least unofficially, or if, I don't know, whatever, the co-main event directly below. Ilya's world title.
Yeah, definitely. Can't disagree. Looking forward to Stand and Deliver. The build has been okay. There might be a returning face from NXT to NXT. They were on a phone call with Ava. We don't know who is on the other line. She said they're always welcome in NXT. So who knows who that could be? I'm not even beginning to speculate, because it just could be someone no one cares about or someone we just don't know. It could be anyone. We know it's not Adam Cole. He's busy right now being a manager. Let's shift gears. Let's switch over to SmackDown, which happened tonight. Mm-hmm. We now know that the winner of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is, of course, the one of the three people who had music, and it is, of course, Bronson Reed, who, as Pat McAfee astutely observed, he is more wide than he is big. Let's shut the fuck up with the kaiju nonsense. We're just not buying it. Look, the same thing that happens to everyone that wins the Andre the Memorial Battle Royal Brother Trophy. Nothing here. So that out of the way, we saw the Judgment Day come in, kicking ass of the New Catch Republic and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Of course, Rhea Ripley was there. They were all there as a team. Speaking of the Judgment Day, Carlito definitely attacked Dragon Lee backstage, hoping to get his spot. When the Judgment Day, there's been a bit of a swerve, or is it, where Andrade has joined the LWO, joining Zelina Vega, his old friend, and I guess a mentor, who apparently Rey Mysterio is a mentor to every Mexican wrestler in the history of the world. This is fact. This is not sarcasm. It's just what it is. Obviously, and if you weren't, if you didn't believe that Carlito was behind it, just look at his reaction when he came to report it to Ray to find out that Andrade is going to be taking that spot. Looking forward to him turning and, of course, costing Rey Mysterio and Andrade their match at WrestleMania. Do you have anything you want to say on that, or should we just keep on trucking into SmackDown?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Carlito not only being heel, but being relevant, because he hasn't been. It was like, hey, he's back. Now what? Right?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what it's been like. He keeps getting overlooked by Ray, and Ray is going to pay the price. Ray is going to sell all over the place for him when he eventually turns, as Ray does. It's kind of what he's fantastic at. Very interesting. The repairing of Andrade with Zelina Vega, maybe because ultimately whichever side he goes on, he does need a mouthpiece. Just saying. Yeah, this Ray's like a tool, right? You need someone to turn heel. Oh, put him with Ray, and then just have him turn on him.
Everyone likes Rey Mysterio. This all started with Batista. I think that to me, that's when it happened, when Batista and Rey Mysterio, Batista turned on Rey Mysterio. It was really brutal, really beat him up. Batista doing his best early acting work in that feud. So I think that all leads this way. Now, the opening was a KO show, which saw Kevin Owens and Randy Orton try to go find Logan Paul at where actual WrestleMania is, but he left and he sent Theory and Waller after them. But the two ships in the night, somehow, miraculously, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton came up under the ring, and I guess they have tunnels between the places, and they went and they beat up Logan Paul. That's all great, but Logan Paul is still going to walk out as United States champion. We've established this. We had the main event, Jey Uso. Main event Jey Uso take on the Thumb Man himself, Solo Sikoa. And of course, that another disqualification, another loss for Solo Sikoa, but no one cares. Solo doesn't even care. It still turtles all the way down after the defeat of John Cena. There really was no point to that. If I was John Cena, I'd be pissed, but maybe a different guy made that decision, who's no longer there, thankfully. So Cody Rhodes comes, makes a save with Seth Rollins, and together they whoop him. And then Cody literally whoops him, him and Seth, both of which have Rolexes that Cody bought for them for their main event. He bought some other people Rolexes, but he didn't say. I think The Rock and Roman, he also bought Rolexes, because that's not like an unheard of thing where people in a main event, get gifts for one another. I don't remember when it was the last time that happened, but I'm pretty sure someone mentioned that they got watches for the people that were in it. So that was pretty cool of Cody, whose bus caught fire. We don't know how, but Seth provided shelter in his bus. Seth Rollins cleared of any wrongdoing. They had to ask because he likes to burn things down. It wasn't him. So we're glad that it wasn't him.
I mean, I don't mean to throw shade at our high chief, but I mean, The Rock is an elemental being. Fire is an element. Maybe he made a call. I don't know. It's possible.
I'm no expert on the fantastical, so you might be correct in your assessment. But nonetheless, if there's anything else from SmackDown that I might have missed or glossed over that you wanted to talk about real quick, we can do that. If not, we could.
What about LA Knight choking on his gum and still delivering a great promo?
I thought it was very raw and real. Still could cut a great promo, even if choking on his gum. Counter to that, we had Team Glow EST Jade out there. I was confused as to where they were. Why are they dressed up as cowgirls? I thought they were in Philly for WrestleMania. Is there maybe they're outlaws now or something? Or
and Bianca was actually dressed as a cow, wearing a cowgirl hat.
I don't know if she was necessarily dressed as a cow. Her dress happened to have cow print. I don't think her intention was to be the cow, but the dress kept riding up, and she was trying really hard to keep that down. Let's maybe practice walking in that thing so you don't have to keep doing that. It's very distracting.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's a cowgirl thing, I'd watch that video. Anyway, aside from that,
I wanted to mention because Jade, short and sweet, and I have a feeling there's a reason for that. I think that the talking is not quite there yet, so she's going to do her talking in the ring. Okay, you can continue.
I'm definitely down with that. The only other thing I wanted to say really is I love the video package that they put together for the rise and fall of Damage Control and the split with Bayley. I thought it was, as always, very well done. It hit all the major points. If this is your first episode of SmackDown watching, you now know who Damage Control is, why Bayley's important, why this feud is happening. Good job, guys.
Yeah, Bayley's not going to have Paramore due to scheduling conflicts, which, you know, that sucks, but, you know, she's going to win. We're hoping that she goes out there and she wins her match. Mm-hmm. Rhea Ripley's band, the one that does hers, is apparently going to do hers. Hopefully it goes better than the last time they had a band for her. Didn't go as well with a previous one. So now is an opportunity, if you want to make any changes to your picks for WrestleMania that we did in the last episode in part one, you can do it now.
Yeah, I'm changing my pick of LWO over Santos and Dom to Santos and Dom because something is going to happen. Carlito, this isn't right, you know. That whole scenario, Ray and Andrade, I don't think that's happening. I think the fix is in. Let's see. All right, so let's recap everything we have in case you want to make any changes.
I do. That's why I brought it up.
Okay. So. Rhea versus Becky, we both have Rhea.
Yeah.
Okay. Gunther versus Sammy, you both have Gunther.
I'm going to change that to Sami Zayn.
Whoa. Any thoughts?
I don't think Gunther needs to be the Intercontinental Champion anymore. I think it's time to move up. And I think he should start going for the World Heavyweight Championship. I feel like the picture is going to change after WrestleMania. And really, that's all I got. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me what happens. I got to go with what I feel inside, and may the chips fall where they may.
All right, bold. I'm sticking with Gunther. I mean, history tells us there's nothing preventing the IC champ from going after the world title.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Next in the six-pack tag team ladder match, which has Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus New Day versus A-Town Down Under versus New Catch Republic. I have Judgment Day. You have Awesome Truth.
I'm not going to change that.
Me neither. Jay versus Jimmy. We both have Jay.
Yep.
Okay. Team Bianca versus Damage Control. We both have Team Bianca.
Okay.
Okay. I just made my change to we both have Santos and Dom over the LWO. We both have the Bloodline over Cody and Seth.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for night two, we both have Drew over Seth.
Yeah. I'm not changing any of that. I'm only changing one thing on there, and that is the main event. I'm going to change my mind, and I'm going to go with the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Wow. big change. Big change. What sparked the decision?
Just my feelings, how I feel about the main event, what I've seen today. I've been spending a lot of time consuming WrestleMania media, the WrestleMania launch, the entirety of the Pat McAfee podcast. And I don't know, there's a feeling in the air for me. I don't even know I'm saying anything. I don't have to tell you anything. This is this is a competitive issue. Do what you want, but that's going to be what I'm doing.
I'm sick with Roman.
Makes things more interesting for me.
Yeah, everything can change up till like the bell rings, right? So I'm sick with Roman. Just to finish the recap here, we both have Bayley over Io. We both have L.A. Knight. Yeah. Over AJ Styles. We both have Logan Paul retaining against Orton and KO. We both have the Pride over the Final Testament. And now I have Roman Reigns. You have Cody Rhodes.
I have a question. When you say anything can happen and change up until the bell ring, what does that mean?
Meaning they can change.
Oh, okay. Because I was a little confused. All right.
Not us. Them.
Okay. Because we've never done that.
Right, okay. No. Their booking can change.
Okay. Well, that's All right. All right, great. Excellent. Looking forward to WrestleMania. I hope everyone has a good time watching WrestleMania, enjoying WrestleMania, doing all the WrestleMania stuff with your parties and stuff and your giant sandwiches and what have you. All right. Well, Rich, we're just going to get on out of here so we can get this up to the people. And you know what to do here.
So. That's right. And just so you know, we have seen social media. We've seen the questions. Yes, us, we, the basement bookers, we are fine. After the earthquake, we are shaken, not stirred. Hit the socials. It's in Patreon down below, patreon.com/basementbookerspod. All the socials are there, the YouTube, all of it. And Jez got a party message.
The match of life is scheduled for one fall. So make it count.
And do what the man says.
Follow the bookers. And please enjoy WrestleMania. Thank you for your time. And we'll see you afterwards.